With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Chinese state media say a strong earthquake that hit northwest China this week and killed at least 148 people has caused some big economic losses for the country as well.
State broadcaster CCTV reports officials in Gansu conducted preliminary assessments that showed the province's agricultural and fisheries industries have lost 532 million yen, about $74.6 million. Authorities are considering the best use of a relief fund set up days before for the agricultural sector to resume production as soon as possible. Meanwhile, CGTN, the Chinese state broadcaster's international arm, says the first batch of 500 temporary housing units had been built for residents near Gansu on Friday night. Many had spent the night in shelters as temperatures plunged well below freezing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Could be a record-setting holiday travel season, according to AAA. The millions of people traveling across the country, both on the road and in the air, could surpass pre-pandemic travel levels. And good news for all those travelers is that because of the weather and a few improvements in the systems at the airlines, it should be smooth going both on the roads and at the airports for the most part. This holiday traveler said she was pleasantly surprised by what she found at Tampa International Airport.
It's not as bad as I thought, you know, from all the newscasting and the airport travel and all that. Although when I left Cincinnati, the line for check-in, it was long. So whether people are traveling, you know, days earlier to get to their destinations. But it hasn't been bad. It has not been bad.
In all, more than 115 million Americans are expected to be on the move over the holidays, packing the nation's roads, airports, and other transportation hubs. This is SRN News. A new poll is asking people of faith about the southern border. Michael Harrington has a report.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that white evangelical Protestants are the most likely to support the use of physical deterrence to keep illegal immigrants from entering the U.S., 74% like the idea. 58% of white mainline Protestants and 56% of white Catholics agree. By contrast, only one-third of religiously non-affiliated people favor physical barriers, followed by 25% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting at adult businesses, and courts may soon have to decide whether school systems are allowed to fire them for doing so. Two Missouri high school English teachers were recently caught on OnlyFans. Critics point out that it would be possible for the teacher's students to view them on that website and others. This is SRN News. The British government has announced plans to charge a carbon levy on imported raw materials such as aluminum, iron ore, steel, and cement from 2027.
It's an attempt to prevent firms from being undercut by overseas producers. However, the plan has come under criticism from the body representing British Steel as being too sluggish. The group says it'll come into effect 1 year after similar proposals from the European Union are implemented.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Germany's central bank says the country's economy is likely to shrink again slightly in the current fourth quarter. A survey showed business confidence in Europe's biggest economy retreating unexpectedly. Official figures show Germany's economy contracted by 0.1% in the third quarter. That's after it grew by the same amount in the previous three-month period. Germany's economy is much watched as it is the strongest in Europe. More on these stories at srnnews.com.